that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I am Scapegoat.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Yeah. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hello!
Hey!
Hello.
It's a little warm.
It's not too darn hot. No, it's not too darn hot.
It's been way worse.
It is a little dang hazy. Thanks, Canada.
Wow.
Yep.
Hey, question for you. Do you curse in public? I'm assuming both of you curse in public.
Yes.
Right?
So mostly in front of his son.
Have you ever said fuck in public, like for a real reason? You know,
right.
Not something super serious, be like, fuck. And then
like,
have
hey,
that...
baby, you want to fuck?
No, not what I meant.
That's the right reason.
Not the right reason. No, not misogyny. Okay. I'm just going to put that out there.
Wait, how is that misogyny?
Hey, baby, want to fuck?
Yeah.
Really? I even felt wrong saying it in quotes. There were quotes around that.
That's an invitation.
Okay, you were talking about violations earlier. Do you really not understand why that would be one?
No, I'm just
anyway,
saying.
So you say like fuck, right? You get a text and you go, fuck.
Right.
Has you ever been stared down by someone for the next 5 minutes because of it? Or is that person nuts? I'm just trying to figure out if this is normal social norms.
Usually right into the first minute and a half.
We were not around kids.
Like, what? Right,
there was no family. I was eating outdoors at a deli. It was delicious.
No, then
and
that
I
person
said,
was just
fuck.
Nuts.
And that person literally stared me down as they walked in. They like took too long to walk in.
Right.
And then on the way out, they stared me down also. And I was like, excuse me, person in their mid-50s. Why am I the problem?
Did you say that?
No, I didn't say anything.
That's the problem with the country.
The problem is that no one says anything.
The problem is nobody says anything. So about a minute into that,
I would say anything.
No.
She was also walking. If she stopped and just stared at me, I would say, hi, can I help you with something?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then called her out on it. But she was walking into the deli. I couldn't figure out if like she recognized me or she wanted to strangle me. Like
right.
I really couldn't figure out what was going on because probably too much Botox. So like there was no expression.
I feel
but
like
I didn't. Anyway.
See, like one time I walked into a Disney store.
That's a little. Yeah.
Wearing a t-shirt. That said, Simon Says Go Fuck Yourself.
Yeah.
And I immediately realized the follies of my ways. It was a George Carlin shirt. And I was like, I need to leave.
That was
now.
The napalm, not the silly putty.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Good book.
Yeah.
I immediately realized it was a problem and walked out.
Do you know what else I realized?
What?
We haven't told people what we're doing here.
This is a podcast.
It is.
In which three gentlemen sit around a group of microphones and discuss things in popular culture.
Well,
yeah.
Gentleman is kind of a loose term.
And
here.
Three is also a loose term.
Statistically
speaking,
yeah.
One of the two of those is wrong.
Two of the two of those is wrong.
Fair enough.
Neither of these is C when filling out the Scantron.
That's correct.
You're not using your Ticonderoga pencil.
Wow.
Everything is just wrong.
Number two. Yep.
All right. Well, what do we want to address first? Gentlemen, well, we can get that out of the way, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's okay. We don't have to cut it out like Spike is cutting it out, right?
No.
Okay, good. But what do we want? Where do we want to go with this? Because now you've brought it. The cat is out of the bag.
Well, it's not really. You can see that there is a cat in a bag.
This is like Schrodinger's cat. Like, do you really want to know?
Right.
You know what I mean? Before you observe it, it's not really anything.
But I kind of feel like if you leave the cat in the bag too long, he's just going to get pissed and
end up
shitting somewhere.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
This is Scapegoat's last show.
Well,
in person.
Right.
Yes.
We'll see.
We are hoping, although we are severely lacking in technology.
Yeah.
Hey, you said you did not want to start fundraising today.
Well.
So you don't want to start that ball rolling.
You're
now.
You're trying to get the little catnip so that more cats come in the bag.
That's what I'm saying.
For fundraising.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
We're setting up the proverbial fundraising that will eventually happen because we do have bills to pay.
Yeah.
Right? It's true.
We do provide this show to you for free.
Free.
And we do have bills to pay.
And we give stuff away for free.
There you go.
What is the show that we're on?
Episode 376.
Yep.
And we're calling it At Least Nothing Was Stolen.
That's correct.
Because you haven't taken anything yet. Although,
except
by my clock, you still have about 53 minutes or so.
That is true.
Thank you. And we're hopefully, in studio Q.
And
so.
hopefully, I stole your hearts.
Aw.
Wow.
But probably not.
Hold on. I'm going to vomit.
So I know that you probably don't want to share too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Because...
Well,
you know,
I think we've hinted at it over his last several sort of absences.
Yeah. Are you saying this is a culmination?
So
I'm just saying.
So I'm actually
it's
the new
not only Olympic athletes.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
So I'm actually bringing back the Opie and Anthony show.
Right.
I'm going to be the executive. Funny. Okay.
No.
All
right. Not funny.
No, we're not.
So
there's
not
glaring happening
so
over here.
Oh, not funny.
This is what the lady did to me earlier.
Well, why aren't you?
There's
saying
a fuck you in the eyes. All right. Yeah, so I'm moving out to L.A.
Yeah,
is
so
the short
you
version
have an
of
opportunity, and you're taking advantage
of
it.
I do, so I will be in Los Angeles, and
very
hopefully
special.
A future project will be talked about on the show, whether I'm here or not.
Nice, yeah, absolutely.
So it'll be exciting.
And to your point with technology and all that other things, we are hoping to find a way to incorporate Scapegoat into the show going forward. Probably not every week because logistically it may just not work out.
Exactly.
But at least in some capacity.
Unless you go to that Amazon link. No,
that's
joking,
right.
Joking.
No, but even still, scheduling
true.
And the time zone.
Yeah,
that
would be a mess.
There's a lot of hurdles
logistics,
to overcome.
Logistics
are
the hard
not easy.
Part. But well, I am not planning on vanishing off the face of the planet.
Right.
I have been more active on Twitter recently. I know
you
we've
have?
Said this before, but it's a little different.
No, but I've noticed it
because
now.
Hannibal's in season.
Right.
And I'm about to watch it. Have not yet.
So
I'm not
going to
vanish.
Talk about that.
I'm not going to vanish. Period. I'll be around. Maybe call GVM line once or twice.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Do a little remote recording. We'll see. But yes, this is my last official in-person third mic episode. So
there it
and
is.
And so far, nothing was stolen.
Hey, are you in the northern New Jersey area?
Right. Are we? Really? Really?
Hey,
well, the seat's still warm.
Do you
at least
you
put it on Facebook when I can't see it?
Do you
I mean,
like Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Hey, would you like to be a part of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
I have
Stuff?
A feeling you're going to get a lot of responses from a certain area of the country
in the middle.
That yeah, and I don't think you want to put this out there right now.
Sure, it's too far away.
All right, here's the criteria.
Okay,
a new MacBook Pro
would
be really great.
that is what are those things like
bribery.
It's not bribery. What are those parts in the not in the resume, but in like when you see the job listing, it's like
require you must have your own
prefer yeah. But not necessary.
Yeah.
Right. An intimate knowledge of GarageBand preferred.
Yeah.
But we must be willing to learn.
But we can teach.
If not, and then this one is necessary. You can't be a raging asshole. No raging assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard, but we will find out during the interview process.
We went through one of those.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. That fucking monitor was such a dick.
Is that where you were going there?
He used to just turn off randomly during the show.
Oh, you weren't going Micah's Prime on
no.
that one?
No, well, he was kind of a dick too. Fuck that guy.
So I feel statistically
Decepticon motherfucker.
Wow.
Oh
no,
yeah,
I love Micah.
No, we touched his sore spot here.
No, he taught me how to play Guitar Hero.
No, I absolutely.
Hey, which is coming back, by the way.
Oh,
and it looks fun.
In all seriousness, you are joining the ranks of a group of beloved individuals that
have
been part of this show.
Aww. Yes.
Although I do hope that you stick around better than some of the other
beloved
individuals.
I absolutely plan to.
Just Mike.
You know what I said to OG earlier? I said at least we don't have to look up dead people for a few months.
There you go.
We got the bit.
Yeah.
Just roll
it
out
the
for
bit
a bit.
Just rolls back.
There
That's it. So we're not going to beat it to death, obviously.
Hey.
But I think we can probably move forward with the show.
Let's
if you
do
guys
it.
Are comfortable with doing that, yeah.
But seriously, if you're interested, give the GBM line a call. 425-920-6050.
There you go. All right. I'm going to say probably the biggest news this week was the casting yesterday.
Oh,
I heard
my.
Tom Hardy just left. Just kidding.
Yeah,
no, this is amazing news.
Of Jon Bernthal as Frank Castle in Daredevil Season 2.
So, rarely.
We also got the Daredevil Season 2 teaser image. The logo image. Did you see it? It's like the Daredevil logo with the bullet holes. Like, it's riddled.
It's rarely have you get do you get such visually perfect casting as you do in John Barenthal. Yeah. Because he looks like
Frank Castle.
He does.
I mean, that's great.
He looks like the Ennis version of Castle, like that. Yeah. Steve Dillon.
It's,
Ennis.
It's also the perfect
place. But none of the
place...
rest of them have. None of the other three guys that have played the Punisher actually look anything like the Punisher.
What's his name? The guy, that, Ray, whatever.
No, he did not look like
him. He kind of looked like him.
He was huge.
The guy
He's
who was on Hung?
Humongous.
Huh? No,
the guy that was on Rome.
The guy the one from Warzone.
The second movie.
The last
Ray,
one.
Whatever his
name
is. Ray.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Walston? Is that Ray something?
I'm just happy that they're putting this in the Netflix universe where this character feels like it belongs.
I agree with that.
It's not going to hold up its own movie again.
I agree with that.
At least right now. And putting it in the Daredevil universe specifically, putting it in season 2, I think is a really
perfect.
Smart move. It lets you use it for the Defenders if you want. It lets you go off somewhere else if you want.
Spider-Man.
But I think it's going to be really cool.
Hey, it lets you go off in Spider-Man.
I don't think it really makes sense. If he's going to be in his 30s, 40s, you know, like gritty, dark Punisher, like it makes sense if they're doing it in Daredevil. And right now, Spider-Man is 16 years old.
Yeah,
right.
I can't see them going up against each other without a little more
backstory.
They did
in the books.
True. Well, we'll see. I don't know if you're going to see.
I'm not saying that's a thing. I do think
Spidey's going to be swinging in the background
next
season.
If he made an appearance in the Spider-Man movie, no one would be upset about that.
Yeah.
I want to just quickly talk about the casting choice.
Other
than the looks, right?
He's a great actor.
I think the way I described it yesterday was, this is the kind of casting choice where you don't think about it until it hits you, like smack in the face. And then you're like, holy shit, why did I not think about it?
Yeah.
Like, why was this guy's name on my mental shortlist all along?
To me, that's, and I know I'm about to credit DC with something, Warner Brothers, whatever. Constantine. Constantine.
It's a good
before
argument.
When I read the name, I'm like, really? And then you watch the first episode and you're like, yes, that guy.
Yes.
I want no one else to play
that guy.
And CW, please do what Stephen Amell said and bring him. Bring that show.
So, let's
into that universe.
Let's stick
in terms of casting. That's the same idea. This perfect casting that you really didn't think about until you see it on writing.
We don't know, obviously, what kind of role he's going to have in season 2.
Nope.
I suspect that he's going to start out as the villain and probably progress his way into some sort of.
Where are you about to go? Punisher is not a hero.
I know he's not a hero, but he's kind
he's
of
not
an
a villain either.
He's not a villain.
But so is Daredevil. I think that's the whole point.
Hold on. Everybody is forgetting who the Punisher was before the Punisher was popular. The Punisher was a vigilante who went around killing people for the Kingpin.
Like Daredevil.
So, ergo, yeah, but I wouldn't classify him. I mean, he'll kill a guy where Daredevil just beat a guy half to death.
No, I agree. I'm saying
and
that...
the fact that he is a contract killer who is probably going to work for the Kingpin while the Kingpin is in jail.
Right.
To kill, presumably, Matt Murdock. I guess we don't know that yet. But whoever it is that he is going to be killing, or however it is that they're going to interact, this is not... there is no way he's anti-hero. This is not a Punisher that would team up with anybody.
Okay.
Out of the gate. I can't imagine that.
I didn't say
that
out of the gate. I said maybe by the end of the 13 episodes.
He's
going to
turn on Kingpin or something.
If he's in every episode. It's like Winter Soldier. It's like Winter Soldier in the sense that there's no way, even in the next film, that Winter Soldier is Captain America. You know?
Oh, of course not.
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if it's 13 episodes, if he's in all 13, which he won't be. But the point I'm trying to make is that it would be wrong of them to turn that character from being the contract killer that made him popular and famous to some anti-hero like he was in the books during Civil War, where he wore the Captain America outfit.
I wouldn't go that far, but I kind of feel like even when he was a contract killer, he kind of has like that moral ambiguity where he sort of has some sort of, it's a personal interest, right? And in what he does or...
He has a code.
I get he doesn't kill women and children.
He has
but
a code.
Also, right.
Does he? That, yeah.
I think he
you
has
just
some
said it.
Women
code.
And children, fine. You know,
but
he'll gouge the eyes out of anybody else.
He's not meant to be hated, I think is the point. But I also think Daredevil and the Netflix series, I mean, there's only been one. I don't know why I keep saying that. The point is ambiguity to all of these characters. Daredevil is not like the point of, and hopefully I'm not spoiling anything, it's the end of the first episode, is right. Daredevil goes and does his thing and you're like, yay. And then the end of the episode is he actually made everything worse.
Right.
And Kingpin, you kind of get where he's motivated. He's not really a villain either. And I think that's what makes those series so interesting. So either way they play it, whether he's a contract killer who's just shooting people and bashing their, you know, heads and all that stuff, like, I don't think it's going to be villain or hero. I think that's the point. We're going to get to see what motivates this character.
Sure. Absolutely.
And what's make that, that's what makes the Netflix series more interesting to me, is they are character based and,
well,
those people change.
Either way, I think it's great casting.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Both I'm excited.
The choice of actor and look of actor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think they hit a home run.
I've never seen anything I didn't like him in. Walking Dead, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What was
I even liked him in Walking Dead.
What was the tank movie?
Oh,
Brad Pitt last year.
Fury.
This year, Fury. Yeah. He was really good in Fury.
Jessica Jones is out soon, right?
Fall.
Fall, yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, it's summer.
No, I think
it?
I thought
July
it was after Ant-Man. I thought it was before or after Ant-Man, and then fall is S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back.
When is Ant-Man? Ant-Man is
July.
July.
Yeah.
So unless it's
so
August.
It's August.
Probably August.
Unless it's August, it's September.
Yeah.
So it's well, it's probably, close to fall.
Got it.
We'll probably know soon more about dates.
That's true.
Because if they're already talking about Daredevil Season 2 and they haven't even pushed out. Know,
San Diego.
Jones, no, we will not know about San Diego.
D23
we will know, because Marvel is not presenting San Diego this year.
That leak was true.
Yes, that leak was true when that
somebody
hit.
Else too. It's Marvel and somebody else is also not attending.
Well, Lucas has a huge presentation because they just announced that today they're in Hall H. But yeah, Marvel definitely no.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't remember who the other one is.
Something.
I have two places I can go. Let's go to Constantine very quickly because we brought it up.
Okay.
This week, earlier this week, unfortunately, it's been canceled, and nobody picked it up.
For now.
So, as far as we know, the contracts have not been renewed.
Just throwing it out there, so was Twin Peaks.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And look,
just so we're clear, I don't think Constantine is the same as Twin Peaks, like it's going to get picked up. But you never know.
Maybe it's a ploy to see how strong the interest actually is. Who knows? But for now, it's dead.
Yep.
It's dead.
Like, officially, sadly, unfortunately.
It's too bad.
All right, the Daredevil Season 2 showrunner... is now it's Drews Crivello and Nick Marvin Curve.
We talked about that.
Yeah,
like
they were both producers
on
this.
Well, they are now overseeing the Akira project, which has been brought back to life again.
Wasn't Spielberg involved in that at one point?
DiCaprio was, but something with Spielberg. Yeah,
Ghost in the Shell.
Lost a long time.
Yes, Ghost in the Shell. I think he might be.
Yeah, with
so that's apparently back.
See the preview for Spielberg's new movie.
What's his name? Yes.
Tom Hanks, Russian spy movie. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Looks interesting.
Yeah.
What's the Akira project?
It's Akira. I mean,
live action?
Yes, live action.
They've been talking about this.
Neo New York.
They've been talking about this for a while.
No, nothing other than these are the guys that are now
it's not gonna happen.
Reattached to it at Warner Bros.
It's not going to happen.
Hasn't this movie been trying to get made since the anime came out?
Since
in the
anime
US?
Came out.
That's what I'm talking about. Re-released in the 80s. Yeah.
No, in the 90s.
Yeah. I really hope.
I think
I really hope they don't do like Neo LA or whatever.
I don't think they do. I don't think they will.
I really hope they do.
Trying to remember when that was, because we were. You remember Squid?
How could I forget Squid?
So Squid and I actually went to the premiere of the redubbed Akira in New York City.
Oh, I went to that with you.
Did you?
Yes. I did, yeah, because we...
Was it you, me, and him?
It very well may have been.
Did we get like 30 party bags?
No, you are confusing two events.
Okay.
You went to...
That was Akira, sir.
But wasn't that a screening of the original cut?
No, it was a screening of the new cut with the new dub.
I remember getting like 50 t-shirts and cups, red cups.
Yeah.
Like smuggled in jackets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did we go to the after party? Was that an arcade?
I believe so, yes.
It had to be Yumi and Squid.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive I was there. I have this recollection of these events, so.
Maybe I just tell it so vividly that you thought you were there.
It's possible.
Did we get posters?
Yeah, actually, matter of fact, I think we had those posters with us at cons for ages, too. I remember the event.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay.
I
didn't think I knew you.
Yes.
Then.
Yes. No, yeah, well, you definitely knew me then because you knew me before that came out. Before that cut came out.
Yeah, hey, there are listeners, yeah. right?
Yes, there are.
Still want to hear?
Yes, probably okay, still want
to
hear.
We're trying to figure something out.
Yeah, I know. All
right, Adam,
yeah.
wait a minute.
Well, you brought up trailers and previews, so let's talk about a couple of other previews.
Yes.
The Martian, or as I'm calling it, Castaway in Space.
Also known as Interstellar Closer to Home.
Well,
they could have less stellar.
They could have easily turned that into...
Intrastellar.
They could have easily turned that into his character from Interstellar.
Could be the same person.
It could be.
Joking aside, I think it looks interesting.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But it does look like Castaway in Space.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
It is, okay. But with science. Yeah. This book, though, which was a big deal because it was released on a blog and then they published it and all this stuff. Everyone's excited about it, including astronauts, because apparently it's yet again a movie that's going to be closer to scientific accuracy and et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Who's the director?
I don't remember. Oh, okay. I just forgot as soon
and
as
unfortunately,
you asked me. Oh, I do know. It's Ridley Scott.
Oh, it is Ridley
Scott. Oh, it is Ridley Scott.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah, that is great. And Matt Damon looks good in the trailer.
That. Yeah, I did know.
Yeah, it's directed by Ridley Scott.
So
I guess he's taking a break from Prometheus 2.
Yes.
Or whatever.
And Blade Runner 2.
Blade Runner 2 and everything else.
Well, he's producing those. I thought
no,
he was directing.
He's directing both of those.
Yeah. Well, it looks good. It looks solid. We'll see. That's pretty much how I feel about that movie.
I'm trying to fill out his legacy.
It could get tired. That's all I'm saying.
It could. It'll all depend on.
It's
going to
be a long flick.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be an epic. And that cast is really interesting.
Yeah, really interesting.
And some comedians trying to do serious roles, and then it looks like they may be able to nail it. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, I'm down with it.
Yep.
Let's talk about Gods and Monsters.
Sure.
Justice League Gods and Monsters. Now, I've seen the two that have been released. Kev has seen one of the two.
It was a tad more adult.
And I was very excited for this to come out and then totally didn't realize it came out until you sent me the link.
Right.
So I have not yet watched it.
So you have not yet watched it. So I don't want to spoil anything.
Well, can we decide what it is? Is it a series of shorts? Is it a movie? And
it's,
they're just
it's,
breaking
it's
out?
It's neither
pieces?
Of those things.
Okay.
It well, actually, not entirely. It's a prequel.
Right.
That is comprised of a series of shorts.
Uh-huh.
For a movie that is coming out in a few weeks.
Okay.
So this is the Clone Wars.
Sort of.
Not the Clone Wars, the animated Genndy Tartakovsky Clone Wars.
So this is called Gods and Monsters, Justice League Gods and Monsters Chronicles.
Okay.
I believe it is three episodes long, the first two have been released. The movie is then coming out either next week or the following week, and it's just Justice League Gods and Monsters.
Cool.
It is an Elseworlds story being produced by Bruce Timm.
Yay.
Not his art, but his writing and production.
Sounds good.
You're wrong about your analogy of the Tartakovsky Clone Wars. Because they were disavowed before the actual Clone Wars cartoon started.
Right, but the initial reasoning
are actually part of.
Right, but when the original Clone Wars started, wasn't it intended to lead into the Clone Wars?
No. No. The Tartakovsky shorts were disavowed before the Clone Wars began, before the actual Clone Wars cartoon began. Because they went in that direction, they decided to go.
I'm talking about. The Clone Wars series started after the movie came out.
The movie was the first
three
episodes.
And once the movie
episodes.
Came out, they disavowed the Tartakovsky stuff.
Yeah.
But when Tartakovsky was released, wasn't the intention for that to lead into the movie, and then they changed direction.
No.
And they outsourced everything to the fucking Hong Kong studio.
No.
Okay,
no.
Then my bad.
The Tartakovsky stuff.
Thank you for the correction.
No problem. The Tartakovsky stuff was intended to continue, and as he does, Lucas just decided, no, we're going to go in a different direction.
Which is stupid, because those were great.
Agreed.
There you go.
Anyway.
Superman is now the son of Zod.
Okay.
Not Jor-El. Batman is now Kirk Langstrom. So it's an Elseworlds, right? Sorry. It is definitely a bit more on the adult
side. Wow.
And you're basing that on the first one, which is the second one.
Which a lot of the most recent DCAU movies have been on the adult side.
All right. So,
Son of Batman, Under the Red Hood, those are not kids' stories.
Red Hood was great.
Year One, even. None of those were kids' stories.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
I want to talk about this now. Right?
Even Young Justice, which was
settling in.
Even Young Justice, which was what was a young adult series, the same way Justice League was way more adult than Justice League was.
All right.
So.
I hear you.
Yeah.
You're
saying still this is even darker.
So it is. So I need your help, and I need the listeners' help to rectify something in my mind.
Okay.
Okay. I know that I'm thinking about this the wrong way, but I just can't put my finger on why I'm thinking about this the wrong way. So I'm thinking about this today after I watched the two episodes.
Okay, interesting.
And I'm thinking to myself, wow, it's really dark and it's great. I love it, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next thing that popped into my mind was an article yesterday that popped up about Suicide Squad. from Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers said, you know, Suicide Squad is it's we're taking a totally different approach with Suicide Squad,
making a bad movie,
yeah,
on purpose.
We're going for an adult audience, which of course makes you think, really, was Man of Steel for kids? So then I started joking online about, you know, Kal-El killing bubble
guppies. This is their Deadpool, but it's not funny.
But not funny. So here's
and no one wants it.
Here's the problem I'm having. Here's the issue I'm having.
Got it.
In my brain. I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, why do all the Warner Brothers movies have to be dark and gritty? Why can't they be fun and be filled with heart and emotion the way that Marvel does it?
Because then they would be copying Marvel.
Right. Okay. But then on the other side, I'm saying these animated shorts are great because they're dark and gritty.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
because one is based in your nostalgia.
Why is one okay to be dark? And I know I'm wrong, but why is one okay and the other not?
Can I try?
Sure.
And if you guys have a thought, feel free to call in on the GVM line, 425-920-6050.
Nice.
Just want to do it right for one of the last times. All right. I think that for the cartoons, the Justice League series, Batman Beyond, Batman the Animated Series, right. Young Justice that I just mentioned, and I never watched Green Lantern, but apparently Green Lantern as well, like flirts with these darker themes all the time, with abuse, with abortion. Like they flirt with these really dark themes and they never go all the way there. Even the most recent animated movies, like they're adults because there's a couple of curses. There's some thematic stuff that they're sort of dealing with, but it's really just violent.
Right.
And they never fully go into the stuff that you want to see when you're the adult rewatching, if you have the nostalgia or if you were watching it, you know, when you were.
Sure.
And now they're going all the way there in the animated style that you're used to. So you're finally watching Batman and the Animated Series, it's Tim, right? Go all the way there and explore the themes that he's wanted to explore forever. It's not just a Justice Lords episode in the middle, you know, the three part in the middle of Justice League. It's, but seriously, what if they killed people? How would the world really react? I have no rating. Let me do what I want to do. So I think that's what's really cool. It's they've always touched upon it, and now they're actually exploring those themes that they've been flirting with for 15 years at this point. On the movie side, they sucked all of this gritty stuff after Nolan. We don't like them, right? We've openly said Man of Steel, why the need for that? And we're having way more fun and really invested in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So why the fuck, if you're already trying to copy them with this stuff, why wouldn't you put, you know, fun in your movie? Maybe that'll sell more than gray.
So
I think they are totally separate.
So what I'm understanding then, and this is starting to gel now in my brain a little bit, is that perhaps we would be less harsh on the tone of the live-action movies if they were executed well.
That's correct.
Okay.
Because
totally makes sense to me.
Because if you watch the Nolan trilogy, and I know you hate Dark Knight Rises, I don't want to bring it up again, but if you watch that, those are all really dark in tone.
Oh, no, absolutely.
But they were executed well, so they're almost classic cinema, at least the first two, especially the middle one, are well-regarded films beyond the comic book part.
Correct.
And really,
I think that's what's interesting.
And that character also lends itself to that.
Batman, you mean.
But Superman does not.
100%.
No, absolutely.
And neither does the rest of the Justice League.
All right, I'm not spoiling anything. We're up in here now. But episode two. Just saying, like, you're not approaching Superman with a teddy bear in your arm. That's all I'm saying. Does not treat kids well. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying that it's rough.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But you understand, like, my brain was saying, I'm hating these movies because I keep on saying they're dark and gritty, when really it's not that they're dark and gritty and that's what I hate.
They're dark and gritty for no reason. It's like Gears of War.
Okay.
It's, you know, very recently in video games, they realized that, you know, color is a thing. Realism isn't based on everything.
Palette.
Right. Realism isn't based on everything being brown and gray.
Sure.
You can use color to explore your world. And, like, you're seeing that finally happen now.
All right.
Which
fair
I think
enough.
Is what they think
I'm,
is really
I'm
cool.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
All right, I got a couple more things before we take our first break.
All right.
Josh Trank explains his departure from Star Wars.
Oh no.
Bullshit.
All right. So I'm going to read this and then I'm going to give my opinion real quick and then you guys can chime in. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. I knew that this was going to be questioned, says Trank, and it was going to come under skepticism as to why I left Star Wars, and it was hard. It was the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life. I wanted to do something original after this because I've been living under public scrutiny, as you've seen, for the last 4 years of my life, and it's not healthy for me right now in my life. I want to do something that's below the radar. And then he goes on to say a little bit later, they all understood it because the whole experience
something
for me has been psychologically hard. It feels sometimes like I'm having a Patty Chayefsky script or something like that. Uh-huh. Every misconception that could possibly be made about this has been made to a hilariously satirical degree, and it's people who haven't met me before. If they met me, I don't know. I feel like I'm a pretty harmless person.
Bullshit. Yeah. Bullshit.
Sorry, that was caught in my throat. I was
bullshit.
Just
so
I don't not think he's telling the truth, but bullshit.
Right.
I don't think he's telling the truth.
So this made me think again a little bit about some of the things we've been saying about Trank and Fantastic Four.
It's not that I don't think he's telling the truth. It's that I think he is lying.
I remember very early on, and I think my opinion probably shifted or matured the more we talked about it. But I remember very early on when I had my original skepticism about Fantastic Four was I was like, I'm not going to blame Josh Trank because I think he's a capable director.
Yeah.
I think that he was just given a script that was actually just pressed dog shit with words written on it. And so he could not execute it properly. Right. And
right.
Then I think at some point
is that available in like a printer?
It is.
Yeah. That's actually the Gutenberg 2.0.
That's it.
It's recyclable paper.
It's the bottom of my dress shoe that consistently presses it out in the grass whenever I'm walking.
Gotcha.
And then you just scratch on it with a feather from a dead bird. So I think at some point in time, then I was like, no, fuck Josh Trank. He's just a moron, right? But as I read this, I think it's probably a healthy combination of two. I don't know that I blame him. After everything that he's gone through with Fantastic Four, if Lucas hadn't fired him, which I think is the truth, I think he probably would have wanted to quit.
Yeah.
Because why do that to yourself a second time?
Hold on.
Yes. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
I don't think he resigned in order to work on an original fiction.
No.
So I think what he's saying there isn't bullshit.
Star Wars.
I don't think it's bullshit. I think it's he got fired and his rationalization is, listen, I just got fucked real hard by a studio. I'm going to go do my own thing anyway.
Right.
So can we not talk about it?
Can we not talk about it? Yeah. Yeah. I knew I was going to be asked about it. This is my response.
Right.
I thought long and hard about this more than I thought about how
the
thing looks.
If his next original project is Chronicle 2, I'm just going to laugh in his face.
Right. Of course.
Because it's not an original project.
Of course. It'll be the Fantastic Five. So there you go.
Did you have a...
No, I was kind of going to say the same thing. Gotcha. I just don't think anyone walks away from Star Wars. I just don't think that's a thing.
Especially if it's the Rogue One movie.
No.
Exactly.
That'd be so much fun to work on.
Such an opportunity to be like a creative force in that universe.
Right.
And
that's some
really
historic
kind of,
shit.
I know. I mean, that's nobody walks away from them.
Do you have the story about the, maybe it's old, the Star Wars, they're re-releasing the Star Wars books from the original trilogy from a different perspective or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
I know. I did not.
Oh no, that was a rumor. I don't know. That's been confirmed.
No, I thought that was confirmed.
No,
they listed the authors and everything.
I don't doubt it. I just don't. I didn't recall reading it. But
gotcha.
You know, we can quickly talk about though the script that was found in Canada that was real but wasn't real but confirmed Han shot first.
Oh yeah,
about this. It was in a public library. Someone says that someone working in a library. I think it was in Canada. I could be mistaken on that. But they found what they said was a shooting script of the original.
Right.
New Hope.
Right? Uh-huh.
Interesting.
And of course, in that first draft or shooting script or whatever the fuck it was,
right,
it was confirmed that Han shot first. Because I guess at some point in time, Lucas said, well, I really didn't intend for him to shoot first, but that's kind of how it came out when it was filmed and blah, blah, blah.
Well,
blah,
they also didn't talk about his girlfriend or wife,
well,
which
course
has now been flushed out by Marvel Comics. Thank you.
So,
you for that.
But yeah, I think that script now is not actually legit. Either way, Han shot first. Let's be honest. Why wouldn't he?
So,
it doesn't matter. We all saw it. 800 billion
course
people have seen that movie before they special editioned it.
Of course. Billion?
And everyone saw it. There are probably millions of dead people who saw Han shoot first.
And they were all in, spoiler alert.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, Game of Thrones.
That's right.
Wow.
So in a new series coming September 22nd, fans will experience the original trilogy in an entirely different way, the announcement says, with Star Wars A New Hope, The Princess, The Scoundrel, and The Farm Boy by Alexandra Bracken, Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back, So You Want to Be a Jedi, and Star Wars Return of the Jedi, Beware the Power of the Dark Side. So there are three authors releasing retelling the story in a different way. But they're not just mere retellings. They're fresh interpretations, blah, 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 blah. So this was officially announced by Star Wars and is all coming September 22nd.
That's interesting.
Interesting. I knew that was a rumor at Celebration.
And I want to bring up something. The other thing that was announced first on this show,
yes.
Star Wars cereal.
Yes.
With lightsaber marshmallows.
It's, right.
it's a real product.
It. It's delicious, I hear, from what I understand. That's an interesting project, though. When I feel like Marvel, Disney, etc., is trying so hard to nail down some type of canon, any kind of retelling that changes the perspective, because when you change the perspective, you yeah. unintentionally change nuances about the story.
Yep.
It's right, like, whether you want to or not, it's just how it happens.
It's like when Dark Horse did the Star Wars.
Right.
Based on Lucas's original draft.
Yeah, wasn't Han a lizard or some shit?
Yep.
And it was General Skywalker.
Yeah, Luke was a girl.
Yeah, it was all goofy. But that's interesting. It's a money grab, I'm sure, but it's interesting. While we're talking about Star Wars, very quickly, Lucasfilm and Walt Disney Company have announced the development of Star Wars Uprising, a new mobile game coming later this year. Star Wars Uprising is a deep role-playing game experience that will immerse players in the Star Wars universe during a unique time following the fall of Darth Vader and Emperor Palpatine. The Kabam RPG Studio has taken its collective experience and passion for role-playing games to focus on creating a unique and immersive gameplay experience for Star Wars fans and RPG gamers around the world. The problem I have with that description is that it tells me nothing about I have a hard time understanding mobile RPG. Like, the platform to me doesn't work for RPG.
There are a lot of them.
RPGs?
Yeah, there are.
Really?
Yeah, there are.
I know there's a lot of RTS.
There are a lot of RTS also, but there are a lot of RPGs.
Fair enough.
Also, I wanted to do a correction from a couple last episode. Star Wars Rebels comes back June 20th.
Yes, and there was
a
new
teaser. We said fall.
Yes.
So it is June 20th.
Yes, next week.
Yeah, so I just confirmed that, and
they must have split the season.
A listener of the show pointed that out to me.
You go. We were wrong.
June 20th.
Write the date down.
This studio has also put out Lord of the Rings, Legends of Middle-earth, Fast and the Furious Legacy, and Marvel Contest of Champions. Now, Marvel Contest of Champions, wasn't that like a fighting type game?
Yep. I think it was, yeah.
Yep.
I think RPG is really loose. I think they're being loosey-goosey with RPG.
Well, let's see what happens when it comes out.
What it is. But anyway, so
it's not 13-13, is it?
No. Why did you even bring that up?
Because I saw more of... They released more concept art. And it was...
It looks awesome.
Amazing.
I don't know why.
Maybe someone will pick up the...
You know why?
You know what? You know why? You know what will happen?
Because it messes up...
canon.
The new movie, yeah.
You know what will happen? If the Boba Fett movie actually does take place, they will take a skeleton of the 13-13 game and try to
make it for kids.
No, but they'll try to figure out a way to rework what they have into a Boba Fett themed game, which I'd be okay with. I mean, I'm not opposed to that.
All right.
Did you guys have anything else for segment one? We want to talk TV.
No,
I mean, I haven't seen the iZombie finale, although I hear it was great.
Yes, everything up to it has been really good so far, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, Orphan Black, I'm behind on, unfortunately. But again, also, I think it's been great.
Finale's this Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
This just in, Rebels, new season starting June 20th.
There you go.
Is what we're being told.
There you go. Yeah, there was a new promo for that, too. I think I said that. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, for segment one.
Oh, I saw the pilot Mr. Robot.
What the hell is that?
It's a terrible name for what Watch Dogs should have been. It's the TV series based on basically a socially awkward and not the joke, like he actually has social problems. It's really interesting.
It's
a little predictable, but so far it's actually intriguing and it looks really good. So if you have any kind of video on demand, if you have Xfinity or cable or one of those, you probably have access to it. If not, it's on YouTube. It's on USA Network. It's an original series with Christian Slater, which means it's probably going to be canceled because he has a terrible track record.
I like that.
But it is interesting, and I would say check it out. And then later this summer, the series actually starts.
Okay. OG, big fan of the USA Network.
I do like the USA
Characters
Network
are welcome, and they have
Characters
some pretty,
are welcome.
They have some pretty good stuff on there, and they also have some pretty terrible stuff on there, in my opinion.
Like, three quick things. Yes. Christian Slater, I like that show that was on, I think it was NBC, where he worked for the security firm. Did either of you see that show?
Are you talking about the one where he had a dual personality, though?
No.
Because that was terrible.
No, 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 no. He was like the head of a. He was like the head of a like a. I forgot it. Anyway, right. Sense8. Have either of you started watching Sense8 yet? I've heard good things about it.
I hit play.
Yes.
I have not yet watched it.
Okay.
What's it on?
Netflix.
It is a Netflix original by the Wachowskis.
Oh, yes.
By the Wachowskis. I've heard good things about it, which is making me happy.
Oh, I've heard a lot of mixed things about it.
Oh, okay. I do want to watch that.
Yeah, I really want to watch it too.
But, I mean, the biggest Wachowski problem is they always try to cram too much into 2 hours, so here's
the
8 hours.
To not do that.
Hopefully it's good.
Right.
So.
And Netflix launched the whole thing at once, yeah, right? Watch it all.
In fact, most Netflix content is that way, but there is a Netflix series coming out now that is week by week.
Okay,
which is interesting to me. Which may mean it's actually a original series in England that
they're somehow booting over. Yeah,
because I know they do that in the UK with our shows. Like
right,
Better Call Saul was airing the day after it for. But yeah, so we will watch Sense8 and we'll let us know what you think.
There was another thing, and now I can't think of what it is.
Breaking news: this just in, Rebels. Season 2.
Oh wow!
June 20th. We're being told that is the actual. Date of the start of the new season of Star Wars Rebels on Disney XD.
And with that, we'll take our first break with this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 376, and we're calling it At Least Nothing Was Stolen.
Build the Millennium Falcon. A one-to-one replica of the original Empire Strikes Back movie prop. Working lights and stunning interior detail. Complete with a moving ramp. Build the Millennium Falcon step by step with your comprehensive build guides, die-cast metal, and highly detailed resin parts. Call now or go online to buildmillenniumfalcon.com and get started today.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 376. At least nothing was stolen.
This time.
Of course, during the break there, you heard from our lovely sponsor.
Yes.
D'Agostini
with Build MillenniumFalcon.com.
That's right. No the.
Build
MillenniumFalcon.com. Or you give them a call, 877-544-6779, and you can join their subscription service.
Oh, is that toll free?
It is.
Wow.
And
can they page you also?
I don't think that's right.
Can you fax your order in?
I was just curious.
And don't forget, for June, they're having that special on shipping.
That's right, the Father's Day special,
I think it's like $1 shipping. If you start your subscription for buildthemillenniumfalcon.com or Build Millennium Falcon, if you start your subscription for Build the Millennium Falcon with these people, I think it's $1 shipping if you sign up in the month of August.
Right,
so June. You're saving, or June, sorry. Yeah. August wouldn't be good.
That would be bad.
In the month of June, then for the entirety of the run, you only pay $1 in shipping, which is a good deal because
that's a steal.
That saves you like $8-$9, I think.
So. And you can buy subscribe to Apple Music instead.
there you go.
Or Google Music.
Or
Spotify.
Or you can go right Deezer. On over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Or
you can find that
Amazon link.
Oh,
the donate link.
You can
do that.
Amazon.bkgeekstuff.com also.
I'm going to throw this out there regarding the PayPal button. I'm glad that you brought that out.
Thank you.
So for some bizarre reason, certain browsers don't work when you click on the PayPal button. I don't know why, because I've tested it on this old ass machine that we use, and it works fine. I've tested it on Chrome.
Is it a security?
You know who we should consult? The web mistress.
Yeah, but it's not an issue with PayPal. I think it's depending on what version of the browser that you're
really?
Running. And
does it block? Does it block certain things?
No, it just when you click it, I don't know. You get a weird error message on some. Most people have not had a problem with this. A handful of people have. So if you want to just send us a donation,
just put cash in an envelope.
You could do that. No, actually, if you just go to PayPal, you could just send it direct to bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com is our PayPal address, and you could just send it that way.
There you go.
Send that as a gift.
There you go.
And we'll love you forever. Hugs and kisses.
Hugs
from OG.
That's it. I'll give hugs and kisses. I don't care.
Yup.
I'm a hoe. Whatever. All right. Moving forward.
Putting yourself out there for the show.
We have a listener topic
that
did not come in via the GVM line, but did come in via email.
Telegraph.
It came in on shit press.
There you go.
Scratched in there. And then we have a little bit of topic. I think we used to have the deets.
We did. Yeah.
I don't think we have the deets anymore.
If we do, I don't know where it is.
I tried to find that one time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, recently, because we had a need for it.
I really should load those things into the server, right?
You should do that. That'd be stellar.
You know, I'll do that tonight when I get home.
All right, so here's the topic.
Hey, someone put that curtain back.
Yeah. Here's the topic. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read this guy's email, because I want it all to be attributed to him. I don't want to misquote. How about releasing big movies online? iTunes, Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, etc. The same day, their theater released for, like, say, $20 a day. Want to see it another day's worth? That's another $20, please. The studios can even offer subscriptions, something like $100 a year. And then he goes on to say, OG thinks the studios lose money big time, but I respectfully disagree. Now, he says that because we had a conversation on Twitter, and I was like, let's not do this on Twitter. Email me your thoughts. We'll do it on the show. So, for every theater ticket, and then he puts in brackets, $15 not sold, the studio makes an extra $5 from the home buyers. Because $20 in sale. Tons of multiple purchases. And again, he has $20 in brackets. Home theater setups are pretty ubiquitous nowadays. I agree with that point. All the snacks you want for free. I don't know about free, but
free. Yeah. Not $5, but, though.
Can watch it in your underwear. Absolutely. Babysitter, traffic aggravation, parking costs, etc. All gone. I agree with that, I guess. Don't have to endure urban clientele.
Which was the funniest point ever.
Truth be told, I think the last selling point would be the biggest factor of all enticing moviegoers to make the switch. Now, I agree with that point in regards to the biggest problem I have with going to the movies is normally other moviegoers.
It was, quote, urban clientele, end quote.
At least is that the new acceptable form of racism? I just wanted to be clear.
Urban clientele?
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
Why is that racist?
No. I want to make sure I'm reading his message.
Hold on. Why is that racist?
Because he's clearly referring something.
You're inferring something, sir.
Yes. From the rest of this read. Yeah.
What else does he say about urban clientele
in there?
He didn't say anything else. You're really inferring from just urban clientele?
I'm referring from the rest of this read.
At least the studios could pick a really big movie to try it out with. I know it's already been done with non-tempo movies, but it's hard to gauge success based on that because those kinds of movies won't have the really monster demand that, say, a Star Wars movie would have that would really put the system at its best. And, of course, this is iPad Carry, C-A-R-Y. On Twitter. And iPad Carry is a regular listener of ours, and he listens every week. He's actually one of the guys who listens, like, as soon as the show is published.
Awesome.
And God forbid it's, like, an hour late, I get a message on Twitter like, yo, where's the show?
Yes.
So thank you for being so dedicated.
We have been preventing suicide since last week.
That's right.
So
that's Scanner 51, wasn't it? Or somebody?
So what?
Where did you draw that conclusion from?
Because you would be more specific, and it sounds like a euphemism. That's why I'm drawing
urban
that
clientele.
Conclusion. Correct. Right. Maybe it's just OG's reading of it.
Perhaps.
Oh, that would make sense. If you had started with that, I'd understood what you meant.
But let's talk about the topic.
Let's talk about the topic at hand.
Okay.
He's got a lot of, in my opinion, he's got a lot of missteps.
Yes.
Yep.
And he's not thinking it through clearly. I think that...
That's why we're here.
I think that this type of release could work, but $20 is not going to cut it.
So,
I think that's my first thought.
Okay. So, first of all, this does happen. The first thing is he's right. Tentpole blockbuster movies do not do this, and that's what you're talking about.
Right.
Will the next Marvel movie come out simultaneously for a hiked price? However, the next
Brad Pitt movie, it's a World War II movie. Is actually going to be released in the theaters and on Netflix simultaneously. Right. I don't remember what the name of it is.
And there are a bunch of movies that have been recently doing that, playing with the distribution model.
Sure.
A lot of it has to do with how theaters make their money and the box office split that they get, which the first week is sometimes 100% of ticket cost, which is why the snacks are so much. And then as the weeks go on, it's a 90, 10, 80, 20, 70, 30, because I've looked into this. The other thing to also know is there is a service where you can, if you are wealthy enough, put a server in your house where you do download the latest releases. I think it's about $40,000 a year subscription, and you have to be authenticated with your fingerprint, but you can get them same day or even a couple days beforehand.
Yikes.
The other consideration is a digital release allows it to leak at the highest quality, which is a problem. Piracy would be a big problem with this. So there's a lot to consider with putting out a digital copy of something. The other thing is the theater going experience is still really important.
That's it. That's where you get me, right?
And
there.
I think killing it is not a good thing. I do agree, and I understand what you're talking about. You know, you want to sit, and it happened with Captain America 2. If you listen back to that episode, you want to sit there in quiet,
right.
Watch the movie. You know, fork and dine is our fault. I didn't want to do, but you know, and people yelling and talking shit is annoying. I totally agree. However, some movies I want to see in IMAX. I want to see with a crowd. I want to be able, I want that excitement. There's something, it's like saying, why don't they just, every Broadway show, why don't they just make it a Fathom right. event? There's something less live about it. It's a different venue. It's a different feeling of watching something like that.
I think one of the hurdles is that,
that being said, you can also do this besides the $100,000, $20,000, whatever it is system that I think I brought up a couple weeks back. If you've ever been on an airplane or in a hotel room, you can rent stuff that's in theaters.
Yeah, right.
Because they have different distribution deals with those people.
So I think one of the problems is that I don't think you can, I think maybe for a very short amount of time, both of those distribution channels could coexist.
Yep.
But then very quickly, the digital distribution channel would take over. And you're right. Then you lose IMAX and all those. No matter how good your home theater experience is, unless you're a millionaire, it's not fucking IMAX.
No. Nope.
It's not. You don't have that kind of projector, that kind of screen, that kind of sound system. You know, the average moviegoer does not have that. That's the first problem, or one of the first problems.
There's no model of this that doesn't, A, destroy the moviegoing experience. Because if you're not paying for tickets, but you're sitting at home, that forces the ticket price at the theater up.
Of course.
And the more the price goes up at the theater, the less people are going to go to the theater, and thus you're going to destroy the ticket, the movie-going experience.
They also then can't sell it to you twice. Because if you bought it in iTunes day one, you're not going to buy it in iTunes when it gets released at home.
Of course.
Because who cares?
Of course.
And you're talking about a strictly rental thing, which will be cracked immediately. But what, you know, you're talking about $20, you get to see it, you put it on your TV, right? You stream it from your Apple TV or your Amazon box or Roku or whatever, and you watch it. And then when they release it for you can own this now, no one's going to pay again. And you're killing your secondary market of Blu-ray, DVD, Ultraviolet, all that stuff would be dead with this model too.
Right. So I think the price point that he picked, $20, now I don't know if he was just kind of throwing that number out there.
But sounds,
in no universe would, first of all, I think in the city, although I could be mistaken, you're paying almost $17 or $18. I mean, I haven't seen
Depends, 3D,
haven't
not
seen
3D,
in the
et cetera.
City probably since Watchmen.
It's actually not.
And we didn't pay.
But I remember the ticket prices there were like 17. So by now I'm assuming they're got to be close to 20.
It depends on the theater and stuff. They're anywhere between 12 and 17, yes.
Okay.
Depends on 3D, not 3D, IMAX,
so
not IMAX.
I know, for example.
Shit theater.
Morning,
shit
not theater. Morning.
I know, for example, if I had the ability to buy Episode 7, same day release, right? If I didn't buy it, one of my friends would be buying it. And I know it would be
party in my house.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It would be the Episode 7, shut the fuck up, let's watch this and dissect it party, right? For $20. How did that? There's no universe where the studio is willing to sacrifice, for the sake of our little conversation, 29 ticket sales to cut out a theater or to change the distribution. It just doesn't make sense.
What they could do is release it sooner.
Sure.
I think that is the only model that really has even a chance.
The current thing is about 60 days.
Which is way sooner than it used to be.
It is way sooner
even
than it
with
used
a couple of years because
but,
of digital,
yeah,
distri- digital distribution.
Let's be quite honest with you. With the way the box office works currently in 2015, right? Anything after 30 days, I think is moot at that point.
Star Wars.
Right.
Avengers.
Right. So really everything is the first weekend. And then you see how the ticket sales do the second weekend to see if it carries through. And then third and fourth, and it starts to slow down.
Name a movie. Name a movie that's been in the theater for more than 2 months.
Furious 7.
That's been in the theater for more than 2 months?
Still in theaters right now.
Okay.
All right, but my,
Avengers 2.
And making a lot of money.
My point is, I don't know that even after 30 days, some people wouldn't still choose to go see it in a theater.
Well,
I think maybe the 60-day window could probably be tweaked.
Right.
I will say that.
We're also not counting that a lot of the audience 60 days later are senior citizens seeing it in the morning, and most of those ticket sales go to the theater, not to the studio
Correct.
At that point.
Correct.
So the way that that breaks down is that's what's keeping theaters in business, so you can go to your midnight release and they can pay those people in the first place.
Honestly, the solution to a lot of his problems, as far as I'm concerned, is Alamo Drafthouse.
Yeah.
That's the solution.
Yep.
Because I would pay...
Go to a better theater.
I mean, but the unfortunate truth is that I don't have Alamo Drafthouse. I have AMC Fork and Dine. And while 95% of my movie-going experience there has never been a problem, and I still go there. I was actually just there... Whatever, a couple weeks ago
Well, the cinema suites are better.
You would see. Avengers. Yeah.
You were there during the day, though.
Yeah. Still. Even when I've been there in the evening, it only a handful of the time. It's not fucking Clifton. That place is a shit show no matter when you go. Sorry, Clifton.
Would you say that was because of the urban clientele?
I would say that's because of everything about that place.
Although there is a delightful barbecue place next to it called Mighty Quinn's.
Mighty Quinn's is amazing.
It's great.
Hey, where's that?
It's across the street. It's actually across the street.
And there's also a place called Zinburger which is also very good.
Across the highway. Over in that place? Wait,
that's where the barbecue place is?
Yeah, Mighty Quinn's is amazing.
It's great.
Why haven't we gone there?
I don't know. It's amazing. Yeah. I've been there once or twice.
What? Yep.
That place is great, and Zinburger next to it
is
great.
You know what else is also good? The Counter.
Yeah. Is that in there?
Good. That's in the other shopping center next door.
Is it? Because I went to one in Virginia that was fantastic, and I know there's one near Times Square.
The Counter is...
It's a great burger place.
It's like a... gourmet burger joint,
yeah.
But they also have this part won't appeal to you. But they also have like 30 or 40 different
craft beer selection.
Yeah. Oh. it's huge. But the burger's supposed to be very.
But the burgers are like you can get. Do you want lamb? Do you want beef? Do you want? Like,
oh
it's,
yeah,
it's,
nice.
It's really. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go there. And Spuntino.
That was the dessert place, right?
No. Gone. Now it's the wine and Italian tapas place. Right next to.
Yes, that's where the Irish Johnny. Joint. Carino's used to be. We're going way too local.
I know.
We're completely off topic. But anyway, so I think that we're heading in that direction eventually.
Right.
Or we're definitely heading in the direction that puts it in your hands sooner, but it's certainly not going to happen anytime soon.
Agreed.
If at all. I don't think it ever should. I don't want it to.
No, I don't. I don't forget the
logistics of all this. And it's a good idea. I totally get where this person's coming from. I don't want it to. I like seeing something in IMAX that night with a crowd of people who are excited online
every once in a while.
If not, you wait the 20 days and you go in the middle of the day when no one else gives a shit.
Sure.
So
Or you see it the following Wednesday.
Right. Yep,
that's what I'm screaming.
Or you used to. Until your movie friend moved to L.A.
Bastard.
Anyway,
you know,
I did.
We can do some product real quick.
Yeah, I thought you had
something. Yeah, I for some reason I'm fucking Funko. I love them, but I hate them at the same time. So I have some more Funko pieces.
Awesome.
That I picked up in the past couple of weeks. Super Grover.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw you put this on.
Yeah.
What is that thing you do on
Instagram?
Yeah, what's it called? OG.
I just collect stuff. I just tweaked it.
Collect stuff.
Oh, I get it. It's fun.
Yeah.
I got this sheerly out of nostalgia for the character.
Super Grover?
I like all of the Sesame Street pieces. I kind of want a Snuffleupagus as well, but I had to have Super Grover. Snuffy is the deluxe.
Oh, they did a
He's a big.
Really?
Like the Wampa?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's nice. He's real nice.
Oh, that's cool.
He's freaking cute. I had to have him.
Has anything else come out about the new show?
No.
Okay.
No,
not yet. But ABC did announce some stuff this week, so there might have been something that I just missed.
All right, just curious.
And then I also picked up Gentleman Claptrap, which was the GameStop exclusive Claptrap.
Yeah,
now hold on.
Fuck them.
Yes, I know.
Fuck them. And just to be very clear, I don't mean the company as a whole. I mean a specific store that shut down and did not. Their inventory system is from 1986, and they've kind of fucked me out of a lot of money. So GameStop, I'm going to be tweeting at you very soon. Please resolve my issue. I just hope that you can help me out here.
Yeah,
that's all.
Do it. Do it up.
Such language.
So yeah, this was the GameStop exclusion. There are three Claptraps in the Borderlands.
Good callback.
There's regular Claptrap. The yellow one. There's Gentleman Claptrap, which was the GameStop exclusive.
And then there was
a blue one as well.
Gentleman is the one that you like because he's kind of steampunky.
Yeah, I like the character from the games overall. He's kind of obnoxious, but he helps you. But
he's a good problem. But every once in a while, I wish you could mute him.
Right. Every once in a while, you kind of wish you
shoot him.
Yeah, and then of course the monocle and the top hat.
I have the NECA.
I have the NECA one as well of Gentleman Claptrap. So fucking Funko, man. And did you just see they're putting out an Agent Carter that they just announced that looks great?
Oh my god, you didn't hear the other line then, did you?
What's the other line?
Peanuts.
Yes, I saw Peanuts.
And like 8 of them right out of the gate.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a little weird about the Peanuts ones. Something about him just isn't meshing. I'll probably get a Snoopy.
Right.
If they ever put out a Red Baron, which he's not in the first run.
Right.
If they ever put out a Red Baron Snoopy, that's insta-buy. Like,
right.
No matter what, I'm buying that one.
Yeah, I'm big on that,
immediately. I don't know. I kind of like the ones that
It's like five or six different companies.
Yeah, but it was that one company that kept on going out of business, and someone kept on scooping them.
Yeah,
but
they're
all on the same scale.
Yeah, yep.
That company put out the pinnacle,
like five or six different companies picked that up and put them out. Yeah, I remember that.
Those are the, and I have most of those. Right. Those are the best ones.
Is this all for preparation of the movie, or?
No, I think it's just Funko getting more licenses.
More licenses and just throwing shit against the wall.
They got everything.
They really do.
Ridiculous.
I recently was having a conversation with Retailer X.
Oh, okay.
About, because you know, there are a couple of them that I want. Like, for some reason recently, like, I've decided that I like Oswald Rabbit.
Okay.
And so there's like an Oswald Rabbit one.
Like classic Mickey Oswald
Rabbit?
Yeah. I've seen that one. It's actually very nice. Oh, that's the other ones I want.
And there's some other ones that are coming out as well that I was like, oh, I got to have that.
I need the Robin Hood ones.
Oh, the Disney Robin Hood ones. Oh,
yeah. It's Robin Hood, Prince John, and Sir Hiss.
Right.
Oh.
No, isn't it Maid Marian also?
It's only three.
Oh, that's weird. I thought it was more than three.
I would have rather had Marian than Hiss, but I get why they did Hiss.
Sure.
I mean, I understand it, but, you know, or the Rooster would have been
Little
nice.
John?
I know. There's clearly more characters that they could
maybe
go back
just
to.
Feeling it out.
Wave two. Little John, Marion, and the Rooster.
There you
would
go.
Be a great
done.
Yeah, yeah.
Different Little John. But gotcha. Good callback.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the Funko, they're and now the other lines are starting to hit as well.
Garbage Pail Kids is starting to hit. I need an Atom Bomb.
No. I don't mean the Funko Pops. I mean the other brands within Funko.
The Dorbs and all that other stuff.
Yeah, the Dorbs and the... I can't remember the one. They just announced exclusives for San Diego, which I know we're going to talk about.
There's a Rocket Dorbs in there. Yeah.
But there's also a Peter Venkman.
That's
slime.
The Vinyl Sugar line.
What's
or whatever
it called?
It is.
I can't remember what it's called. I'm gonna
look it up.
The
icons. Tall, skinny. The ones that almost look like what if Aardman
kinda
worked with Funko to produce a line of action figures or figures. You're pointing at something vociferously in the studio.
Yeah.
What?
Can you explain to me what that is?
Oh, the Sarah Manning?
The signed one?
Is that signed?
Yeah.
It is signed by Tatiana Maslany.
What the fuck?
I did not.
That's been there for weeks.
I was not fortunate enough to meet her, but a friend of the show, E-Rock, did meet her and got that signed for me.
But she's awesome. And
she is awesome. I like that she signed it Oi.
Oi!
Also.
Oh, because it's Sarah Manning.
Awesome. Yeah.
I want to meet her.
I really
very
wanted
badly.
To get her to sign a Cosima, but
yes.
I didn't have another packaged Cosima. I actually found another packaged Sarah, and I went with that one. And I'm okay with it. Any one of them would have been okay,
but
other
I
than Rachel,
just,
to be honest.
I want
with
to
me,
meet
but,
her.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Specifically this season, her acting is even better. It's just, it doesn't make any goddamn sense.
So we have the Pops.
Right.
Right. We're going to talk about exclusives next week. But Pops.
Yes.
There's the Hikari.
Yeah.
Line. I have a couple of those. I like them. I think they're a little pricey.
I don't,
but I like, no, some of them are good.
Yeah, I don't get it, but I get it. I don't get it, but I get it.
The Vinyl Idols.
Right, that's
is
the
one that kind of look like Aardman. The one I'm waiting for is the Jeff Spicoli.
Yes.
Because that is one that I'm going to
I want the Seinfeld one.
There's also the Dorbs.
Right,
which are kind of round. They kind of look...
They kind of look like, you know what they kind of look like? They kind of look like the body of a nesting egg with a stylized head on top.
With a difficult head to deliver if you're a woman.
Right.
Gotcha. And hold on, wait. I know there's one that we're forgetting here. Let me see.
There's that Vinyl Sugar one, which is like the Catwoman, Poison Ivy.
Pop. Oh, well, Reaction.
Oh, of course. Right,
that's
right.
One of their lines as well.
Right. Legacy. They have the Legacy figures.
Correct. And they also announced the... Did you see that exclusive, which we're going to talk about next week?
I did, yeah.
Not Dorbs. No, there is one that we're forgetting. We said Reaction.
You're not thinking of the Catwoman
Poison
Ivy?
The 6-inch.
Legacy.
Legacy. All right, so we said that. Yep. What's the sugar one?
Vinyl Sugar.
I think is that
it's
what it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the Poison Ivy Catwoman. I want, and Harley Quinn is the third one.
I don't think I know that.
Line.
I don't think I know those.
Yeah.
The Fabrications would be the other one.
The plush.
What's that, like eight lines?
Do you remember when Funko was still just bobbleheads? Speaking of,
like 2 years ago? I can remember back that far.
I kind of sort of want more. There's a handful of like Star Wars related ones that I want, except I don't want the fucking bobblehead. And I know I'm sure it's a weird licensing thing where they can't put it out in not bobblehead form,
right.
But the Star Wars ones are all still bobbleheads.
I think it's going to be that way. It's
just I know, but I don't like the bobbleheads. They're flimsy.
Are they?
They're not. They're. I mean, the other ones are kind of flimsy too. No, but they're like actually fragile. Like, for example, if David Tennant were to take a dive off that thing, he'd be fine.
Right.
Nothing would happen to him. The bobblehead, if it falls even like half an inch, the bobble.
Yeah.
It the spring pops and it's
really
useless. Yeah.
Huh. Weird.
I lost a Vader. I had to replace my Vader because he took a dive.
Wow.
Couldn't take it anymore.
Wait, though. R2 is a bobblehead? The ones that
R2 might not be a bobble because he's on that weird base.
Yeah.
But all the other regular characters, Luke, Han, they're all bobbles.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's weird.
Anywho.
Do you hear that?
I do hear the wrap-up music playing.
All right. What are you so anxious to leave that you want to push us out the door?
Well, we are about an hour and change.
No, I want people to have a good memory.
That's oh, jeez.
What's to go out on a high note? Like Hugh Jackman, more.
Really?
So with that, don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at bkgeekstuff.com.
Do it.
Of course, you can go to amazon.bkgeekstuff.com to help support the show.
Indeed.
We would love you for doing that. And of course, we mentioned the PayPal button earlier in the show. You can find us on Twitter at bkgeekstuff, at scapegoatgs, and at geekstuffog. The Facebook page is active and running. YouTube is still teetering on the brink of destruction.
Yep.
Depending on if it works. Last week it didn't work, and then it eventually worked. And that wasn't us. I think that was a YouTube issue.
It was.
So we'll see what happens there. And
of course, you can call us
at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you may hear yourself.
You know what? You get that bit back.
I know. Woo, me. In all sincerity, we wish you the best. We hope that your involvement is
Who are you speaking for?
Strong. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Appreciate I hope that your involvement is continued and strong going forward. And whatever platform it is, whether it's on the website or on the show, hopefully
we'll
figure out
female,
the technology.
Whatever platform.
To make it work.
Yep.
And that's all I have.
I wish the same. It's just a joke.
Kind.
God.
And thank you, listeners.
Aw.
Just going to put that out there. Yeah.
And how many people right now are thinking this is totally a gag?
Because I know
we got them with this
because we've done this before.
It's not April 1st anymore, yeah, kids.
So spoiler alert: not a gag.
Not a gag. This time it's real.
Really not.
You can listen to the end of the show and find out: is it a gag?
Not a gag.
Is it not a gag?
Find out next week on Dragon.
Oh, that's true. Wait, are we here next week?
We're here next week.
Not the
week
after.
It's the week after.
Is right.
A bit sketchy.
Yeah.
And then there's like a week in July that's probably not going to happen.
Correct.
So.
Correct.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yes.
But so there it is.
And with that, OG and Scapegoat, we will bring this episode and this phenomenal era of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close by saying good night, Mary Ellen Trainer. Wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
So sad that it should come to this. We tried to warn you all, but oh dear. You may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect.